I want to circle back to Manoah for a bit here and Ross Atkins' comments on how well he's done away from the field. And I understand what he's saying. He doesn't really dig into the details, but is it something similar to like what they're doing, what's going on with Pearson? What I mean by that is Pearson struggled, obviously, and when you see a young guy trying to go through adversity, he can't battle through that, then you have an issue. But a guy like Manoah, he seems like there's more confidence there, and it's a guy that can battle through adversity, and he'd be better in the clubhouse around the team. Is there any kind of situation where Manoah's different than Pearson in that respect?
That's a great question. With COVID, I have no idea. I haven't been around him. The starts there, the pitches that I have seen him throw is on YouTube and Zoom and trying to get information from coaches that have been around him, trying to get information from Pete Walker. The question you got to ask yourself, he's never really failed. I look back at West Virginia. He's always been a guy that can overpower you with a fastball. Can he do that at the big league level? We're seeing some of the pitches that he was throwing at the minor league level are center cut. You know, they may be vertical, up and down, but they're basically center cut. Can he get away with that at the big league level? That's the one thing. The slider's not great. The changeup's not great. He is a fastball first guy and does it with a lot of attitude and the cocky thing on the mound. Can he get through some quality innings doing it that way in the American League East and at the big league level? We have no idea. I could get on here and tell you all the things he can do mechanically. He is 6'6", 260. Takes a lot, right, to get all of that thing in tune and to be able to throw a strike and strike one and expand with a secondary pitch, get back in a count with a secondary pitch and get good finish on your pitches and all these things. 6'6". So that will be one key for him. I know he's tried to simplify it by having the stretch, which I don't like. I think every good starting pitcher has to have some deception and has to have some finish. And having a windup will help you do both of those things. But who am I? What do I know about pitching? It will be a very interesting thing to see if he is overthrowing a little bit the first 25 pitches. If he can use something just to get it back in, it could be anything, moving a little bit on the rubber, taking a little bit off his fastball, flipping a breaking ball, using his changeup grip. You know, it'll be an interesting thing to see how he gets back in that. But look, I would rather see him than, no offense, Trent Thornton, no offense, Pie Amps, no offense, whoever else you want to pick, I'd rather see Alek Manoah than those guys.